This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. and South Korean warplanes will continue large-scale joint military exercises for another day. Officials announced Friday as North Korea continued lashing out at the drills with a record pace of launches. North Korea fired around 80 artillery rounds into a maritime border zone overnight, South Korea said on Friday. Pyongyang's latest action comes as defense ministers from Seoul and Washington jointly warned North Korea that use of any kind of nuclear weapon against Seoul or other regional allies will result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime, and AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon after North Korea launched more than two dozen missiles in response to U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The purpose of those exercises, says Austin,
to strengthen our combined readiness and our ability to fight tonight if necessary.
Through a translator, South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup says the U.S. and South Korea are united and resolute in their stance toward North Korea.
Any nuclear attack by the DPRK, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and result in the end of Kim Jong-un regime by the overwhelming and decisive response of the alliance.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Defense Secretary Austin said Thursday that Ukrainian forces can retake the strategic southern city of Kherson from Russian troops in what would be a major defeat for Russia. Austin's remarks coincided with the Russian installed official in Kherson saying Moscow was likely to pull its troops from the west bank of the Dnipro River. If the statement is confirmed, it would signal a significant Russian retreat. This is VOA News. The FBI warning of threats against synagogues in the U.S. state of New Jersey. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
The FBI says it has received credible information about a threat to synagogues in New Jersey. The FBI's statement characterizes it as a broad threat. There was no mention of a specific synagogue. The statement urged all synagogues to take security precautions to protect their community and facility. The mayor in Jersey City says police will be posted at the city's seven synagogues and foot patrols will be added in the broader Jewish community. In 2019, two assailants motivated by anti-Jewish hate killed three people in a kosher market in Jersey City, along with a police officer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ethiopia's military held a memorial service for soldiers killed in 2 years of war that day after an agreement was signed calling for a permanent cessation of hostilities. The agreement obtained by the Associated Press calls for the disarmament of Tigray forces and federal control of the Tigray region and is designed to end a two-year war that is believed to have killed hundreds of thousands of people. The signed agreement, which hasn't been made public, spells out what the Tigray lead negotiator described at Wednesday's signing as painful concessions. Ethiopian federal security forces will take full control of all federal facilities, installations, and major infrastructure such as airports and highways within the Tigray region. U.S. prosecutors rested their case against a radical right group in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Tim McGuire reports.
Federal prosecutors spent 5 weeks building their case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four of his followers charged with seditious conspiracy for their roles in the Capitol insurrection. The case includes testimony from other members of the right-wing group and evidence including text messages and videos. His lawyers say Rhodes is expected to testify in a defense centered around former President Donald Trump. They say Rhodes believed Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act to put down what he saw as a coup by Democrats. If convicted, Rhodes and the others could get 20 years in prison. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday appeared set to return to power as head of Israel's most right-wing government ever after winning this week's national election, with the current caretaker prime minister conceding defeat. Final results showed Netanyahu's Likud party and its ultra-nationalist and religious partners capturing a solid majority in Israel's Knesset, or parliament. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.